In case 22-1025 Gonzalez versus Trevino, the court is issuing a per curiam opinion, which I will announce. In the case of Nieves versus Bartlett from 2019, this court held that a plaintiff bringing a retaliatory arrest claim must plead and prove the absence of probable cause for the arrest. In other words, if you think the police are arresting you for some made-up reason, you can't complain about it unless what they actually arrested you for has sufficient cause. You can't complain about it if they do have sufficient cause. There is a reasonable exception to the rule. You can go ahead with your retaliatory arrest claim even if there's probable cause for what you were arrested for, unless people similarly situated are not arrested. The easy example is jaywalking. If they arrest you for some, you think, made-up charge, but then say it was for jaywalking, it's enough to show that most people are not arrested for jaywalking, so that, again, your retaliatory arrest claim can still go forward. Now, the facts in this case, based on the complaint, is that in 2019, petitioner Sylvia Gonzalez was elected to the City Council of Castle Hills, a small town in southern Texas. Now, after her election, Gonzalez organized a petition to drive out the city manager. She then introduced that petition at a city council meeting. At the end of the meeting, Gonzalez was packing up her belongings and placed the petition in her binder. Another attendee pointed out that she had done so, and she returned the petition, claiming that she had picked it up by mistake. Nevertheless, Gonzalez was arrested for intentionally, quote, removing a governmental record, end quote, in violation of Texas Penal Code Section 3710. Now, when the district attorney learned of the arrest, he declined to press charges. Gonzalez then sued, claiming that she had been arrested in retaliation for seeking to remove the city manager. According to her complaint, in preparation for the suit, she had surveyed data for her county, and it turns out that no one had ever been criminally charged before under Section 3710 for trying to steal a non-binding or expressive document. She argued that this evidence satisfied the Nieves exception. But the Court of Appeals said no. The exception required for her to show other people similarly situated were not arrested when you were. But what she had shown was that nobody was similarly situated. We now vacate and remand. The Fifth Circuit took an overly cramped view of the Nieves exception. The court thought that Gonzalez had to identify a specific individual who was not arrested despite having mishandled a government petition. But although the Nieves exception is slim, such evidence is not required. The arrest data that Gonzalez submitted with her complaint is the type of evidence that can be considered under the Nieves exception. The judgment of the Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit is vacated, and the case is remanded for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. Justice Alito and Justice Kavanaugh have filed concurrences. Justice Jackson filed a concurrence joined by Justice Sotomayor, and Justice Thomas has filed a dissent.